Starting to warm up in here.
Yeah, I think the lights are starting to work on it. Well, the face-off to the goalie's left to be in the right side. In the Chargers zone, it's won by Ostatoski. Perezo shoots wide from the point, goes into the center. It's played harmlessly behind the net, where number five Whipple has in the corner trying to come out. He can't come out. Aiming behind the net for Ostatoski, centers it. But it's played up center by Danielle Booms, or at least tried. She couldn't get it in, or couldn't get it out. Cora Capling behind the goal. She's checked, she gets it back. She's circling behind the net and tries to play up the right side boards. And it's played by Amon back into the corner. Now he centers it off the boards. Morneau can't get a shot. It's going to skitter to the goalie where Whipple let it go to the goalie. Another shot out front by Morneau. That doesn't go anywhere. He's trying to backhand. He's skating. Now he goes behind the goal, looking to center it, and the goalie has it. Timmy Panko just sits on that puck, and we have a stoppage in play. 1 minute and 13 seconds in regulation.
Scott.
Tax season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right, now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
We're back. 3-3 tie, 1 minute 13 seconds left. If it stays tied after regulation, we'll go to a sudden death 10 minute overtime. If that fails to break the tie, we'll do it again. The faceoff will be in the Chargers zone to the immediate left of goaltender Kenny Pankow. And the faceoff goes into the corner where Ostatoski hit. It's up along the board, so Ostatoski plays it out. Langley tries to break out, can't. Perezo checks him, and the puck goes back into the Chargers zone, where it's being chased down by Tyler Gorkowski. Gorkowski just plays it, the goalie sits on it, and we'll have a faceoff in the Chargers zone. That probably was a safe play there. He didn't know who was coming behind him. 5-on-5 hockey still. Faceoff will be to the left of goalie. And the puck is won by the Chargers. They try to break out without success. No, there's a shot wide by Morneau, and he can't get it on target. Welton tries to play it, he gets checked. Amon tries to play it, and he gets checked. The puck skates off the center ice. Puck hits the referee at center. Gehring has a chance, plays it up the board, and it gets in the tangle of players. And Gehring has it at center ice and breaks across the blue line. Oh, and he takes it back out himself, and now two Ostatoski players break out. Amon can't get across the line either. Langley at center with Welton. Welton wins that battle and throws it back into the Chargers zone, where it's being chased down by Todd Gorkowski. He plays it. Welton intercepts. He gets checked, but Morneau has it. Morneau follows up and brings it into the corner, being checked by Gehring. Morneau can't hang on to it. Comes up to the boards to Amon. Amon centers it to nobody, and Sosnowski will have a chance. He'll shoot it down the ice. This could be icing, and it will be icing. We have icing call with 1.9 seconds left. The faceoff will come back into the Chargers zone to the left of goaltender Kenny Pankow. What's the strategy with 2 seconds left on the faceoff?
Just drop it and go into overtime.
That might be the best bet. So we'll have a faceoff. Morneau will take the faceoff against Rakowski. Nothing happens. The puck skitters to the side of the goalie, and we're going to overtime. 3-3 tie at the end of three periods. Goals by Tommy Morneau, Seth Ostatoski, and Jacob Perezo for Ostatoski. Luke Gehring and 2 goals for Sosnowski. We'll bring you the overtime period when we come back.
School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ostatoski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program Picture Days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
It's finally warming up outside. Do you know where your spring garden tools and supplies are? Thumb Hardware and Appliance, your do-it-best store in Elkton, has everything you need to get outside and start working in your yard. Rakes and shovels, garden seeds and hoses, and so much more. All at prices you can afford. Ready to give those walls a nice, fresh coat of paint? Thumb Hardware and Appliance has everything you need to make your painting project easy and clean up a snap. Thumb Hardware and Appliance in downtown Elkton. Spring is on the way.
Since 1890, Bad Axe Marble and Granite has been here to provide friendly and caring services to you and your family during some of the most difficult times in life. With our experienced staff here at Bad Axe Marble and Granite, we try to make it as easy and as comfortable as we can as we help you to choose the right memorial for your loved one. We offer many different colors, styles, and designs to choose from. We also offer hand etchings to personalize your memorials. Contact us at 989-269-7421 or toll-free at 1-800-533-3558. Bad Axe Marble and Granite is here to assist you and accommodate your special needs.
Okay, we're back. We're going to go into a sudden death overtime, a golden goal sudden death, whatever you want to call it. The season hangs in the balance for both these teams. They've been playing and practicing since December. Now it gets down to one goal for everything. Should be interesting. We'll play 10 minutes. If there's no goal, we'll play another 10 minutes. Face-off will be at center ice. Ossentoski Realty against the Chargers. Gearing will take the face-off for the Chargers. And it gets tied up at center play. Langley plays it in. It goes into the zone where Parisot will try and get it behind his own goal. He plays it up the right wing boards. And it gets played out, but not to the blue line. The blue line, it gets stopped by Gearing. Gearing hangs on to it. He manages to get a weak shot to the left of the goal, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's at the blue line. Morneau picks it up. Now Tommy Morneau across center. He loses it. He gains it back after a check fails by Tyler Dorkowski, but Sosnowski manages to get the puck out where it's at center ice, and Tolbert has it. Tolbert plays it over to Parisot. Parisot at center, plays it in, and it goes behind the goal. They're going to call, it looks like they're going to call an icing call on that. He didn't get across the red line. So we're going to go back into the Ossentoski Realty zone with the faceoff to the right of goalie Jordan Brown. The referee sees something on the bench. Possibly a player change that didn't go right. So we're having a little delay here. One player is being called back. So we... Oh, we have a call here. Looks like one of the coaches is being ejected. There's going to be a player in the penalty box for Ossentoski Realty. We'll see what the call is. And the referee is being nice enough to open the door for the coach. So we'll see what happens. Coach Dave Dabowski is leaving, being escorted out. We'll shut the door. Maybe we'll get the call from the referee here in a second. We do have a man in the box. Matthew Magazine is serving a bench minor, so Ossentoski Realty will be short. There was a game misconduct. We'll catch up on that later.
Now the puck off.
A game misconduct, okay. And the puck comes on at center ice. Morneau gets a breakaway, but he can't hold on to it. He scores! The goalie gave it right back to him, and he shoots it in, and that's a goal, a shorthanded goal. And Ossentoski Realty has won this game 4-3. Despite the fact they were shorthanded, he came up the center of the ice, got past one player, lost the puck. The goalie tried to play it, did not play it well. Right back to Morneau, and he shoots it in. It's a game-winning goal. That's all over. It's the end of a tremendous season. Morneau gets two goals in this game. Now they try to organize the center for the traditional handshake. So what happened with the goalie on that one, Ken?
He gave it right back to him, and he shot it between his legs.
Right between the legs?
Yep.
Oh, that's too bad. That's a nightmare that the goalie, he's going to be thinking about that one for a while.
Yep.
But all in all, they had a long, good season. So congratulations to Ossentoski Realty. They win the Bantam Championship.